Officials in Anchorage have taken the first step in what could be a major transformation to a vital piece of the state's transportation system. The Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation Solutions Committee, or AMATS, approved a plan yesterday to pay for a comprehensive study of infrastructure affecting the downtown core. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Downtown Anchorage has several different road and traffic projects in various states of completion, and everyone from city leaders to community councils says the design plans need to be integrated. One way of doing that comprehensively, says Assemblymember Patrick Flynn, who sits on the AMATS committee and represents the downtown district, is figuring out what's not working right now. Almost like making a doctor's appointment when you're sick and hoping for a diagnosis and eventually a course of treatment. Except for roads.
There's a lot of symptoms around, and now it's time to figure out what the appropriate course of action is and what the actual underlying causes might be.
Though small, the step has big potential. As Anchorage looks to its 2040 Metropolitan Transportation Plan, the recommendations on how to better connect the Seward and Richardson highways could determine the path of one of Anchorage's most vital traffic corridors. The recommendations from AMATS will also eventually take multiple projects out of planning limbo, giving property owners and residents in several downtown neighborhoods a better sense of what's in store for their communities. This is especially true for parts of Fairview, which is bisected by the Gamble Street connector. A number of community councils have asked for the city and state to finalize plans for the roadways downtown, saying the indecision has a negative impact on redevelopment efforts and property values. Mayor Ethan Berkowitz supports the study, saying it'll help local and state officials understand where there are traffic pinches and eventually alleviate the sting.
This is in part a prescription for the Fairview area, because Fairview is bearing the brunt of the transportation pinch right now. People drive through it, and it has led to a difficulty in developing that part of town because of uncertainty. And if we can provide a measure of certainty, then we might encourage investors to participate there, and it enhances the quality of life for people who live there.
The resolution asks the state and AMATS committee to examine the environmental effects of linking the Seward and Richardson highways without the Kinnick Arm crossing option. Another sign the administration is developing long-term municipal plans that do not involve the controversial bridge. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,